The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Online, thelastwordsofjesus.com.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Okay, let's have a little fun, shall we? Welcome back. Wow, I brought the music down awfully fast. Guys are a little trigger happy. Don't be so quick next time. Okay, this was the top story this morning on Fox News. Economic pain, this really funny picture of Biden and the warning signs on his one shoulder. It's like inflation on the other shoulder. Recession ahead, economic pain. Inflation hits fresh 40-year high. Yippee-ki-yay, as consumer prices surge under Biden. Then you get this new poll, inflation most urgent issue over gun violence. Biden's approval rating ties with lowest ever. That was with the Quinnipiac poll. Food prices have climbed 10.1% higher over the year and 1.2% over the month, so just in 1 month, up 1.2%, with the largest increases in dairy and related products, up 2.9%, the biggest monthly increase since July of 2007. Non-alcoholic beverages up 1.75%. This is just 1 month, okay? Cereals and bakery products for all you Wheaties eaters and Pop-Tarts eaters, I suppose, up 1.5%. Meats, poultry, fish, and eggs rose 1.1%. Price increases were widespread. Energy prices rose 3.9% in May from the previous month and are up 34.6% from last year. Gasoline, on average, costs 48.7% more than it did 1 year ago and 7.8% more than it did in April. And if you hadn't noticed, it's literally every day the prices are going up. In all, fuel prices jumped 16.9% in May alone on a monthly basis, pushing the 1 year increase to a stunning 106.7% increase. That's bad. So if that wasn't bad enough, then you go down this list, and this is my question for you, because I'm tired. We had a good event last night at Prime Barbecue. Had a good number of people come out, not as many as I had hoped, but it was still a great crowd, and I appreciated every single person that was there, and a lot of friends and people that have been supporters, some people since day one, all the way going back to 2004. Great food, great company, Christopher Prieto at Prime, who's just the mastermind, and just have a great staff, Sammy there, and we just had a great time. It's a beautiful evening, wonderful weather. And the food's awesome. And we had a $25,000 matching grant on the table, and it looks like we're going to be able to hit that. So that will save our rear ends until the next event that I have to do sometime, probably in October, which would then save our rear ends, Lord willing, again for about another 3 or 4 or 5 months. And then we do a year-end campaign, and then we do the spring one again like we did now, early summer. And that's the way it goes. That's the life running a nonprofit. And this isn't a huge nonprofit. We have great reach. I mean, God's done really a whole lot with very little. And, like, what choice does he have? think about that. Where God's been using imperfect people ever since we got kicked out of the garden. So we have, for example, on the show, we've got a great radio coverage throughout the state of North Carolina, which is where I focus. We're also down in Greenville, South Carolina, which I appreciate, and appreciate you guys down there. That's awesome. And up in Richmond, Virginia, that's wonderful with our friends on Truth Radio, as well as out in Utah. So we're on in a few other places outside the state, but I mostly focus on North Carolina, but also a lot of national issues, as you know, and just general truth issues from a Christian perspective. So it doesn't matter where you live. Those things are always applicable. So, you know, we reach on the radio show, by best estimates, about 50,000 people a week on Facebook and YouTube. We reach about, with all the posts between live stuff and posting and everything else I do there, about 193,000 people a month. Podcasts is about 14,000 podcast downloads a month, and Daily Dose, the daily devotional that I write, that we're in the book of Proverbs right now. So if you want a good pithy, short and sweet, sure to make you a little bit uncomfortable in the name of Jesus, then you'd probably want to enjoy my daily devotionals. That's the Daily Dose. About 3,000 people a day get that. And that's it. By the way, if you want to get that, just text the word DOSE, D-O-S-E, to 66866. That's all you need to do. Text the word DOSE to 66866, and that'll get you on the email list. You'll start getting the Daily Dose. So it's the little engine that could. It's started all the way back in 2004. Radio started in 2007, Saturdays only. I did that for 3 years, got off the air for a little while, but they pulled me back in. God had a different plan. And I've been daily since February 2011. And this is a ministry all these years that operates on about $200,000 a year. It costs us a lot of money to be on radio. In Christian radio, it's not like secular radio where all the money comes through advertising. In Christian radio, a lot of that comes through advertising, depends on the type of the station. And then some of it's just paid time, airtime. We pay for airtime. Everywhere we're on the radio, if you're listening to us on the radio right now, we pay for that. And how do we pay for that? Well, we have a few partners like David Fisher with Landmark Capital and a few partners like that, but that's not nearly enough. Doesn't even come close to covering our monthly costs for buying airtime and satellite time and doing the things that we need to do here in the studio and paying for the studio and paying for my intern, all that kind of stuff. So the lion's share of what we raise, about 60% of it, 70% of it goes to that. And then I do get paid myself, but if you're only raising $200,000 a year and we spend 70% of it on radio costs and the like, then you know I'm not making a bunch of money sitting in here talking to you right now. But that's not why I'm here. That's not the whole point. I make money other ways too with teaching and stuff. But we're the little engine that could. But it's always a constant challenge, and we are raising money throughout the year. And people that donate one time or here and there, that's awesome. We have other people that donate on a monthly basis. We call them sacred cow killers. They're out there with me killing sacred cows every month. And so God does a whole lot with the little, and has for since 2004 with this particular ministry. So that was great last night. If you ever want to be a part of this financially and feel like the Lord would have you help hold this up and hold me up and make this possible, then just go to the website, thestevenobleshow.com. And you can help us out financially. Every dollar matters with a ministry this size. And it's certainly a blessing to me and an encouragement to me when somebody gives a $500 check or a $50 check or a $5,000 check. They all are very encouraging. And it's not easy to ask for money, but that's the deal. We all have to do it. You do that if you're in business. We do it in nonprofits. That's just the deal. So that was good last night. And so that's all I'm going to say about that at this point. But if you want to help financially, thestevenobleshow.com, just hit the donate button. So where are we going to go from here? Well, we're going to talk about this whole list of things. I'm curious, and I'm going to ask you, I'll give you the phone number when we come back. What are you most concerned about with what's going on in the United States? I got a whole list. And then we can talk about Trump's third impeachment, which was on primetime last night. We'll be right back.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
I love it.
When the man comes around.
Yeah, that day is coming. When the man comes around, that day is coming. And then all accounts will be settled, and all these crazy things that we're losing our minds about and getting angered about and disgusted by will all be settled. Every account will be settled. All this nonsense and craziness and immorality and just madness and child abuse, yada, 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 will all be gone. And praise the Lord for that. Is that in your future? That's the question. And are you a Christian? You have to be an actual, real Christian in order for that to be your future. So that begs the question, are you a real Christian? Well, gosh, Steve, well, what is that? I'm so glad you asked. What is a real Christian? Because 68, 69% of your fellow Americans self-identify as Christian. I asked this question last night at our fundraiser. Do you really think 68 or 69% of Americans are actually Christians? I could sit here and say, I'm Rush Limbaugh. I identify as Rush Limbaugh today. Doesn't mean I am, does it? I can go into Dunkin' Donuts and identify as a jelly donut. That doesn't mean I am. I stand in a garage, call myself a car. Doesn't mean I am. Just because you put your hand up and say, I'm a Christian, doesn't mean you are. Dave Jones, what up, nerd? Takes one to know one, my brother. So what is a Christian? And so you have to deal with that question. And if you don't have a good answer, like Matt Walsh's, I just started watching this before the show started. Then I want to get into this list of things. Gun control, the economy, inflation, prices, obviously, food prices, fuel prices, the environment, schools, critical race theory, the sexualization of our children, immigration, border crisis, racism, federal deficit, Roe versus Wade fallout, which is coming. They caught the guy that wanted to kill Kavanaugh. And now Ruth sent us this crazy group on Twitter is suggesting everybody, hey, let's go harass Amy Coney Barrett and her kids at their Christian school that the kids go to. Let's go harass them. So Roe versus Wade fallout, which is going to happen. The Great Reset, the stock market, government power, all that kind of stuff. What are the things that are the highest on your list in terms of what you're worried about in this nation? But speaking of the issue of just truth in general and something frustrating, what is a woman? What's ridiculous? What is a Christian? Hey, I believe in God, Steve. I'm a Christian. No, not enough. Keep going. What else you got for me? What about the Bible? Oh, yeah, that's great. That's a great book. Some great stuff in there. Okay, cool. That doesn't make you a Christian. What else? What about Jesus? Yeah, Jesus. Jesus is just all right with me, like the old Doobie Brothers song. I'm down with that. Okay, what do you mean he's just all right with you? Great moral teacher? Yes, absolutely. Son of God? Yes, absolutely. Do you think he died and went in the grave and 3 days later he came out? Yeah, totally. Does that make you a Christian? You're getting close. You're in the ballpark, but you're not there yet. So what's it take? Now, if you know the answer to that question, you're like, well, Steve, you know, Jesus said it to Nick at night, John chapter 3, you must be born again. You have to be born spiritually. You're dead spiritually until you're born again. Born spiritually. So you're born dead spiritually. Then you have to be born again, but now spiritually instead of physically. Which only happens after you acknowledge the fact that you can't do jack squat about getting yourself into heaven. Good people don't go to heaven. Forgiven people go to heaven. So go to church all you want. Give away all your money. Serve the poor. Those are all wonderful things, and we are called to do that as Christians. But you put all that stuff in a wheelbarrow and pull up to the pearly gates, if there are any, and just because we use that phrase, and pull on up and say, hey, here I am. Look at all the bling I brought for God. Look at all these awesome things I did. Not by works. Sorry. It's a nice collection of stuff. You did a lot of good things. But good things don't get you into heaven. Forgiveness gets you into heaven, which takes the fact of you realizing that no matter how hard you try, no matter how many good things you do, none of that's good enough to erase your sin debt. That's how serious our sin is. And the only thing that can do that is somebody's got to pay for that. And the only one that can pay for that is the perfect substitute for you. That's Jesus. So all of a sudden you have to put all your eggs in his basket. That's putting your hand up going, listen, Steve, I know there's nothing I can do to get myself to heaven. I want to go to heaven. I want to be forgiven. I want to be in heaven forever with God. But I can't race there. There's no stairway to heaven. I can't get myself there because I can't cover my own debt. I don't have enough. I can't do enough. That's right. Okay. Excellent. Acknowledge that. Repent of your sin. Put 100% of your faith in what Jesus did, none of it in what you try to do. And then you'll be born again. Believe in your heart that Jesus was raised from the dead and confess with your mouth. He is Lord, meaning King, Master, and you will be saved. You don't have to know everything in the Bible, but you do have to know that. All right? So make sure you got that straight. By the way, if you struggle with that sometimes, you want to know what the actual scriptures are, you can go to the website, thestevenobleshow.com, and just click on the heaven button. It's very clear. There's like a 5-minute video there that I really like that's really effective for people that don't really know exactly what the Bible teaches about who goes to heaven. And by the way, that's most of your neighbors. I hope it's not you, but it may be. If you're a little, if you have some questions about that, just go to the website, thestevenobleshow.com, and click on the heaven button, and you'll find all the information you need right there. Okay, 866-348-7884. I want to know from you, what are you most concerned about with what's going on? We have the economy. We have inflation. We have prices. Things are going crazy. We have the environmentalism. Maybe that's near the top of your list. I doubt it, but maybe it is. What's going on in our schools and our children? Critical race theory, LGBTQ theory, sexualizing our kindergartners, all that kind of garbage, immigration, the border crisis, racism, the federal deficit, what's going to happen after Roe versus Wade gets overturned, God willing, the Great Reset, which we've talked about. They just want to change the entire world system. No big deal there. The stock market, government power, what is it for you? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. What are the things that are most concerning to you right now? here in the great nation of America that I love and I'm a patriot, but I don't put it on a pedestal. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to our friend all the way out in New Mexico. Hey, Pat, how are you?
Well, hi, Steve. It's been a while since I've called in, but I'm always listening. You know that. I'm always here.
Yes, ma'am.
But I'll tell you, everything you've talked about, I just shake my head. But last night I was at the grocery store. No big deal there. I started watching this old couple. This older couple was looking at the price of food and putting stuff in their cart. And I just, that just hit my heart. Mm. It's like, that's got to be, in my heart, the worst thing is watching the old folks. Because, you know, they're spending so much for their medications. They only got so much. The price of food's going crazy. So that's really, I think, the big one for me, especially when I look at these old folks. I mean, I'm looking at prices. I've been working 2 jobs 7 days a week for 2 years now, and I just see no end in sight. That's just, well, you know, at my age, I'm just a hair older than you. I just turned 58 on Monday. So at
Happy
my age,
birthday.
I'm thankful I have the health. Thank you. I'm thankful I've got the health to do these jobs, and I'm thankful for my jobs. I mean, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, here I am working 2 jobs 7 days a week, and I have trouble buying food, you know, and making all my payments. And I look at these old folks yesterday. It's just a sweet old couple, and it just broke my heart. It just broke my heart watching them. It really did, and I thought, that's got to be my number one, is the price of food. Is it, gas is crazy, but you know what? Food, we got to have. What are we going to do?
Yeah, that's right, and for a big chunk of America, those prices in the grocery store and those prices at the pump can literally break them. And if you don't have to think about that, praise the Lord. But most people do. Pat, thanks for calling. Always great to hear from you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Take care,
everybody.
Steve.
You're welcome. Bye. God bless you. We'll be right back, everybody. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Great to be with you. Median income in America, $67,521. 67 per household. Okay, 67 grand. So when you hear on the news that your costs are going to go up this year by $5,000 to $6,000, that's a 10% hit for the average American household. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. So what are you most concerned about at this point in our nation's history this year, right now for you in the United States of America? What are you most concerned about? Is it gun control? Stats would say, polling would say, no, not really, even on the heels of the horror that happened in Uvalde, Texas. Gun control, the economy, inflation. Pat just called in talking about seeing older folks, struggling in a grocery store to pay for food. The environment, what's going on in our schools, critical race theory, sexualization of our little children, immigration, the border crisis. That's psychotic what's going on down there. Racism, the federal deficit, Roe versus Wade fallout. That's going to start happening later this summer as soon as that decision comes down. Great reset, the stock market. What is it? And then last night, I did not watch the third Trump impeachment last night. Why would I? 866-348-7884. If you would like to chime in. Just curious, what are you most concerned about? What's going on in this country right now? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to my buddy Clay calling in here in Raleigh. Clay, it was great seeing you the other day at the Convention of States rally. How are you?
Well, first, brother, let me say God bless you and thank you for doing the wonderful, blessed job that you did on Wednesday, man, because that is something that needs to happen more often. It was nice to hear those men, those godly men, get up there and share what they were sharing. You know, I'm trying not to use the word concern because the Bible says be anxious for nothing in the book of Philippians chapter 4 and in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, it says not to worry. To me, I remember, I will not forget this, when you had your wonderful brother in the Lord, David Fisher, get on last year around May or June, and he said, we are in the early footsteps of inflation. And so, you know, the thing is honestly, between you and me and everybody else out there listening, to me, it's about reaping what we sow. Remember, go back to last, you know, when the election started and all the complaints were coming. But, you know, people made a choice. And, you know, I'm doing this Bible study, and yesterday we did the Gospel of Matthew chapter 20. And, you know, it was just interesting. And the two words that came out were what is just and what is fair. Okay, we know what is right in our heart because we know what's going to happen with us, but it's just, you know, is this part of what's getting ready to happen? Because in the book of Romans, it says that, you know, we're going to suffer. Is this the state, is this the baby stages for suffering because they're raising gas prices? You know, I feel my heart for that lady that just called because she's having to do two jobs every day for seven days. Yeah. And what did God the Father do? He rested on the seventh day. She's having to do that on Sunday. Is that fair? Is it just? You know, it just, you got to ask yourself, what is the right thing to do? But brother, when it's all said and done.
Let me ask you this question, Clay. The state of the economy, inflation and everything, I would imagine that's affecting you personally.
Well, you know, I just look at it, you know, you have to go to a gas station and you have to put gas in your car and you have to get places. Like I go and donate, I go to Bible studies, I go to prayer meetings, just to come and see you. I mean, you know, after that, I went and put $48 in the vehicle. And I mean, I'm thinking about that. That's taken away. But yet, all those people that, you know, the city council that's getting ready to give themselves 132% raise over there in Wake County, or the people up there where the big black hole is, they don't care. They only care about themselves. And it was interesting to hear what those men, those godly men, and I'm going to tell you, I'd like to share this with you. I went up to each one of them, and I thanked them, and I gave thanks to the Lord for them. And each one of them said, thank you for coming to me. And I said, brother, I said, we are supposed to, and each one of them, if you remember, I'm sorry, we'll go back to what they said. We need to be and unite with each other.
Sure. Yeah.
Remember, Sleepy Joe said unity. We need to unite with each other. We need to be brothers and sisters in Christ and unite with each other and say that when it's all said and done, we're going to be the ones that are up with our Heavenly Father. And those that have made those decisions are going to be sitting there going like a stuttering fool.
Yep, that's right.
But I'm so thankful that you did this. Thank you so much again.
You're welcome,
brother.
It was great seeing you.
And hey, you know what? Anytime you say something like that, and it's heartfelt and it's meaningful, you know I'm going to be there supporting you.
Amen. Thanks, Clay. It's always great to hear from you, pal. Have a great weekend.
And hopefully and prayerfully, if you're going to the thing tonight, you'll see me tonight.
Cool. Sounds good. Thanks, buddy. Talk to you later.
All right, brother. God bless you, man. Talk to you about.
Bye-bye. And that was Clay. We saw each other down at the Convention of States. It was Mark Meckler, who's the president of the Convention of States. Rick Green, who's a great constitutional teacher. And Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. He was fabulous. He got everybody going, which was great. So that was Convention of States. Just another of those things, because we're trying to – that's all about government power. Trying to take away some of their power, take away some of the money, like having a balanced budget amendment, and then – trying to not let them stay in D.C. for 30 or 40 years. So term limits. So that's another thing to deal with. There's a lot out there on the list. 866-348-7884. What are you most concerned about going on in the news right now? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. I appreciate what Clay said. You know, be anxious for nothing. That doesn't mean you don't pay attention. That doesn't mean we live in a broken world and we all struggle with things. And so there's some things you should be concerned about because it affects your neighbor. And so I don't play too much in the margins in trying to define what the word concern means. I know, be anxious for nothing. If I'm not trusting the Lord, that's the actual context of that. If I'm not trusting the Lord, but I can trust the Lord and be worried and concerned about the state of the world around me for the sake of my neighbors. And that's all real. And God wants me to be concerned for my neighbors. That's why he says, love your neighbor as yourself. Actually put them ahead of yourself, if at all possible. So because this stuff affects people all around us, that's why we should be engaged and, yes, concerned about it, just like I should be concerned about the state of your salvation, your soul. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. And that long list of all the different issues today in America. What concerns you the most? Let's go to Inez calling in from Charlotte, North Carolina. Thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
You're welcome. Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you doing?
The thing that concerns me most is my safety.
Your what?
With all this, my safety.
Oh, your safety.
Security.
Got it.
Security. Because if you don't have your safety, you don't have nothing.
And why are you worried about your safety? I think I probably know. Well, but
with all the gun violence around us.
Yeah.
You know, everybody can just go buy a gun. Just pick up a gun like how you would buy a loaf of bread or right. a dozen eggs.
Right. Okay. Well, there was just a shooting, Inez, down in, what, Gastonia, right west of you guys. Was that today or yesterday? All, 3 people at a mall.
Right. Exactly. It's all over. That is my main concern.
Yeah, because then the rest of the stuff doesn't matter if you can't physically stay alive.
Right. Exactly. You have to have that first before you can deal with the other stuff.
Yeah.
If you're dead, you can't deal with nothing.
Right. Yeah, so, and personal safety is one of the few things the government's actually, one of their jobs that they actually have, is to promote the general right. welfare and provide for our safety, and it feels like that's not going so well.
Exactly. That should be a priority. Everything else comes after that.
Yeah, and it's it doesn't appear to be much of a priority, certainly not in the mainstream media, not up in Washington, D.C. The terrible thing happens in Uvalde, Texas, and they're all over it. But Uvalde, Texas is happening every 2 weeks, over the course of every 2 weekends in Chicago, and I don't see Congress doing anything about that.
Exactly. It's all over.
Yeah. What do you think's behind that, Inez? What do you think's driving that? What's behind that? This crazy increase in violent crime.
I don't even know. I mean, it starts from the home.
Mm-hmm.
It starts from the home. And I mean, you can train your child right, and then they can stray and do whatever they want to do.
Sure.
But they can start by gun control, a sensible gun control. You shouldn't be able to can't go there and buy an assault weapon. It should be banned.
Yeah, you don't think anybody should be able to buy like an AR-15, for example?
No. What are you going to do with it? Kill people? Look at other countries.
Yeah, most people don't, of course, and a few do, but most people don't. Inez, I'm up against the break, but I really appreciate you calling in and sharing, and I appreciate your passion. Thanks so much.
And thank you.
You're welcome. I'll follow up on that. Some things I agree with, some things I don't. Am I a Second Amendment guy? Yes. Am I a Second Amendment guy as much as other Second Amendment people I know? No. Uh-oh. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble. The Steve Noble Show. Great to be with you. Is going through this list of things most troubling to you. Feel free to call in if you'd like to share what's on your list. Things that are just most concerning to you here in America. Gun control. That's what Inez was talking about. The economy, inflation in general, the environment, schools. That's a big one for me. CRT, sexualism, sexualizing our children, immigration, the border crisis. What? That's a total train wreck. And by the way, that's a sovereignty issue. That's a deficit issue. That's a security issue. It's also a human issue in terms of the fact that we don't have much of a border policy at all. I think if we sealed the entire border, that would actually be a kind thing to do to everybody that's trying to come up here. By the way, with all these people of color, all these POCs coming to America, what are they thinking? Because if this place is run through and with racism, and everybody knows it, why would all these people of color be risking their lives and their children's lives to come here? That's like Jews clamoring to get into Germany in 1941. That's stupid, right? So if it's such a horrible place, why are there so many people willing to risk their lives and their children's lives to get here? But my biggest problem on the border is because of our lax border policy, that you create a trap, you make a magnet, you put the cheese on the trap, and all these people, a lot of desperate people, people that want to have a better life, make more money, whatever, coming up here because they know once they cross that border, man, they're in. Oh, you better come back in two months for your court hearing. Yeah, see, senor, I'll be back. See ya. And now they're shipping them all over the country. It's ridiculous because I think that the liberals really do think they're gaining voters. And they're just, it's such a reprobate mind because it doesn't make any sense. And it's okay to take care of your own nation first. That's fine. That's not a sin. National sovereignty was established back in the Old Testament. It's fine. That's why God told Moses, hey, when you're going where I want you to go, stop and ask permission if you can go through this particular land. And that particular land said, no thanks, and so they had to go around them. If God didn't care about borders, why did he allow for the establishment of nations? Got it? Okay. I wanted to talk about essentially what's going on in schools, because I was watching the Matt Walsh. Matt Walsh is on The Daily Wire with Ben Shapiro. Okay, he's the guy that went on Dr. Phil, and he was having that rather uncomfortable conversation with some transgender folks on there, some guys that thought they were girls that clearly were guys, kind of dressed up. They look more like cross-dressers than anything. And so he did this documentary that just came out, and whoever out there in the digital world tried to crash the Daily Wire website that night. I think the movie released last week. So it's a documentary. What is a woman? And he's talking to all these allegedly, apparently, highly educated people, counselors. And this particular scene I was in, he was in Boston at a university there, probably Boston College or whatever, talking to this guy who appears to be a gay man who teaches gender studies. And they're having a conversation about, you know, Walsh is very, very snarky and sarcastic. All right. So I'm wondering why these people even bother sitting down with him, because they should know who he is. But the guy's trying to nuance his way through gender versus sex. And yes, they're intertwined, but they're not. And it's just like blah, 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 blah. It's just nonsense. And he's sitting there in his office with his tweed sport coat on, like I'm a tenured professor. And I'm like, you sound like an idiot. God bless you, sir. I hope you come to know your Lord and Savior, your Maker, one day through Jesus Christ. I hope that happens for you. I have no idea about the guy's spirituality, but I can make a pretty educated guess. But he just sounds like a fool. And this other lady who deals with little children, and she's the therapist, and little kids, four-year-old. And that's when Matt Walsh is talking to her about, so, you know, how young can you be when you decide that your gender is different than your sex? And she's, well, you know, some infants figure that out. I'm like, are you like there's the horse whisperer? Are you the infant whisperer? So you can look into that little 6-month-old's eyes and you know what they're thinking. And that little thing with a penis, I can say that. Actually, well, he obviously isn't comfortable in his own skin. So he's probably a trans woman. His biological sex is male, but his gender is female. And I can just tell because he grabbed the book with the pink cover as opposed to the blue one. And because I'm so highly trained and I have such a heart for people, I can just tell. No, you can't. That's just stupid. You can't tell. So 4 years old, she says, well, a 4-year-old. And Matt Walsh is like, well, a 4-year-old believes that Santa Claus is real, big fat guy in a sleigh with flying reindeer, traveling around the earth at the speed of light, putting things down the good kids' chimneys all over the world. And they say that's real. And so what do you say to them when they're saying that's real? Well, if that's real for them. What? But it's not. And this is Matt's. And he was calm. I don't know that I could do that. He was calm. But we know that's not objectively true. Shouldn't that matter? Well, it's true to them. You're like the dog chasing its tail round and round and round because they cannot interject. People that are this given over, this reprobate mind, and then they hang out with each other and they talk to each other and they read each other's stuff, and it's just this little echo chamber. And because they've thrown down with the truth is relative crowd, because that's their worldview, they cannot introduce any objective truths. They're going to shun that for the most part to a certain extent because they can't give any ground up. If we say, well, okay, the 4-year-old, I see your point, Matt, that the 4-year-old thinks Santa Claus is real, but we know Santa Claus is not real, and that actually does matter because we don't want our kids living in a fantasy land, so we don't want them believing that something's real that it isn't. So at 4, maybe not such a big deal, but at 8 or 14, okay, now that's a problem. And so when you continue to try to convince your now 8-year-old or 9-year-old or 10-year-old that Santa is real, you know how that goes, right? They start asking more intelligent questions because they're growing and gaining in wisdom and knowledge. This is the way they're supposed to be. And then your answers get more and more ridiculous, which is exactly what was happening with these highly trained people in Matt Walsh's little documentary, What is a Woman? But I know spiritually they cannot throw down with objective truth because that points to a author, a source. If there's an objective truth, it comes from somewhere. Well, where does it come from? Ooh, that can be problematic because that can take you to the whole notion of something outside the human experience that establishes objective truth. Uh-oh, that's a problem. If I'm going to reject God and spirituality and heaven and hell, then I can't throw down, I can't put, let anything on the table that represents that whatsoever. I just can't, which is why I've talked about this before. I played this clip before. Debbie Wasserman Schultz in the House, who used to be the head of the Democrat National Committee, a young pro-life girl on camera asked her at some convention, some event, ma'am, you have children, right? Yes, I have twin daughters. And how old are they? They're 17. Okay, can I ask you a question? Before your twin daughters were born, were they human? Pretty simple question, right? Like, here's the baby. And these are the same people on the What is a Woman documentary by Matt Walsh at the Daily Wire. What is a woman? Well, what happens when these babies are born? Well, the doctor looks at them and he sees a penis or the other thing. And he goes, well, that's, you know, I guess it's a boy. But don't take that. It's not like capital B. It's not like in concrete or anything. They're just the things they say is ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous. So Debbie Wasserman Schultz, were your twin daughters before they were born? Were they human? Well, I've always believed in a woman's right to choose and to access reproductive health care and blah, blah, blah. No, no, ma'am, that's not what I asked you. Before your daughters were born, were they human? Well, I've always staunchly defended. Ma'am, I'm sorry to interrupt you. That's not what I'm asking you. It's a simple yes or no question. Before your daughters were born, were they human? And Debbie Wasserman Schultz literally and seriously says, well, they're human now. I'm like, this woman was at the time the head of the Democrat National Committee and a member of Congress and all over the media. And she's saying that her 17-year-old twin daughters, they're human now. What's the next question, class, if you're there with Debbie Wasserman Schultz? Okay. What were they then when they were not human? What species were they? Were they a living entity when they were in your womb? Were they alive? Well, this is like back to the what's a woman question. Well, were they alive? Were they alive, right? It sounds ridiculous. Well, yes. Are you sure? Beating heart, brain waves, circulating blood. That appears to be like life, right, Debbie? Well, yeah, they were alive. So they were alive, but they weren't human. That's what you said. So they're a living something. What is that something? Well, I guess I don't really know. Really? I guarantee you, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz's twin girls were dancing around in her stomach and they were kicking and stuff. I guarantee you, because she's made in the image of God, she held onto her stomach and felt love and joy, and she knew, those are my children. At 4 months, 5 months, she knew, those are my children. They're not monkeys. They're not some other creature. They're my human children. And maybe she knew their sex. Maybe she didn't. I don't know. Let's say she did. And she knew she was having twins. And these are my daughters. And I guarantee you, her spirit was full of warmth and happiness and joy. She was probably wondering what they were going to look like. You know, what are they going to grow up to be? Because the objective truth is she knows those children are her children. They're human children, her children. But in her public life, because she's thrown down essentially with the enemy, I'm not talking politically. You're either a child of God or you're a child of the devil. She throws down with the devil. So she's got to play from that sheet of music, which means you have to deny objective reality, which is why so many people on the street or in the offices of PhD tenured professors can't answer the question, what is a woman? Hey, Mr. Noble, what's a woman? A woman is a human female. On what? Well, that would be her anatomy and her DNA. Genetics. Anything else? Nope, nothing else. Well, I guess that makes me a crazy man in today's world. This is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.